Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome out tonight, y'all. We got the Daggers.
Yeah.
Yes. And also tonight. Making his 2009 debut.
Ah, shit.
We got Sexy with Chocolate out here tonight in the band.
In the house.
Ha ha. Yo. About to let y'all bitches have it. Here we go. Ha ha.
Now normally this ain't my style, feeling kinda suckerish, but fuck it, I'm the dagger, what I feel, I make it public. Everybody listen while I put these women in their place, a lot of y'all is gonna hate, so back it up and give me space. First I talk about you bougie bitches that be showing out, think you too cute to get a nigga sister in your mouth. I haven't done it, but best believe I've seen it happen, man, I don't agree with hitting women. But I understand, some of y'all don't ever quit until a nigga bust your lips. Now you wanna call the cops, you bitches on that bullshit. Look at how you screaming, cussing, you the one that go to church, and yeah, I hit you in the eye, look out my eye, you see me as a baby boy, dagger, he's a grown man. Bitches try to game me up, I hit him with a better man. I'ma keep my money, cause your mom and daddy made you rich. And if they were to pass away today, you wouldn't have to.
And I could never love you, no, I couldn't kiss a hug.
No, thank you,
and I won't give you anything that you need.
Woo!
Except for my erection. We
I can't say that, I don't give a fuck.
There is no trust between you and me. No.
Now what about these baby making bitches that ain't never happy? Raw dogging every nigga still don't know her baby daddy. Member of a broken family, now you wanna have your own. A single mom, a lot of kids, a daddy who ain't never home. Caught up in a cycle and you still don't wanna break it yet. Couldn't keep a nigga so you settle for a county check. Now you wanna blame the kids cause you chose the wrong life. Real niggas never turn you hoes into a housewife. Now you out every night, baby at your mama's crib. But you ain't got no mama, just be fucking right in front of kids. Yeah, the dagger's pro-choice, death is an option or adoption. You don't do it though, cause people is watching. Bitch, it's all self-esteem. Maybe you should get you some. A single mom could run a house too, because I've seen it done. But it takes a lot of work, and bitches be some lazy hoes. That's why your son is selling drugs
and
daughter's coming out of clothes.
And I could never love you, I couldn't kiss a hug.
I
won't give you anything that you need.
What you saying?
Except for my erection. We got to use protection.
Why?
There is no trust.
Hell
no. Between you and me.
Nope.
No.
What about these prostitutes doing anything for love? Letting any nigga in they pussy mouth the duke shoot.
Cool.
High heels for the track, you pay the price, you hitting that. Running laps and touching more balls than
get
a quarterback. Didn't finish school, so you chose to make the fast cash.
A bitch gotta eat, right?
Hit the streets, sell your ass. All I see is trash, but to them you a treasure. Been a hundred's just a fuck, who me?
Not me.
Yeah, you got a lot of ass, and yeah, I'm loving what I see, but I ain't paying you. It's either free or else you paying me. Let them other niggas pay you money just to take it down. You got the perfect occupation, all you do is lay around. I respect your hustle, bitch, but a hoe.
Hell no.
Get up off the track, at least to go and do a video. Them hoes get a worse for going dummy.
Stupid
over
dick
to give your money to a pimp. Dead broke, dumb. Educated left and right, getting raped here and there. And then you got kidnapped. They couldn't find you anywhere. That is all you know, you ain't got nothing to offer. Except some head and ass and trips.
And I could never love you. I couldn't kiss or hug you. And I won't give you anything that you need.
I ain't giving you a damn.
Except for my erection. We got to.
That's right.
There is no trust between you and me.
Nah, no trust.
No.
Yeah, ooh, that's the dagger signing off, y'all. Let these bitches know about themselves, you know what I mean? Good looking out,
man.
Sexual chocolate. You know what I mean? 2009 debut.
You
that's how I work out and how I go. The dagger, Westside, LA, all day. I know a lot of y'all bitches gonna be mad at this track. It's okay. You know it's the truth. But everybody don't like the
truth.
That's all, that's all I live in is the truth.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm burnt.
What is a play?
Here you are, son. You can read all about it.
No. Did you say there were whores in there?
Well, boys, you tell me. Those women that are going in there have had sexual relations outside of a marriage. And that is the Bible definition of a whore.
Whores!
Cool. Yeah, whores! Hold on a second. Now, I do appreciate your enthusiasm, boys. It's wonderful to see young boys interested in doing the Lord's work. But I think you might be a little bit off on the tone. You just watch me.
Whores! Fornicators! The Lord commands you to repent!
You see that? That's how it's done.
Whoa. Hey, Beaver, I just thought of something.
Whores,
If there's whores in there, this must be a whorehouse.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, a whorehouse.
A whorehouse.
Yeah. Now, I always thought there should be a whorehouse here. Yeah. Yeah, cool.
Yeah. What's up, y'all? West Coast Wednesdays, The Dagger, Hub Nights, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Thanks for being here. Thanks for hanging out, because I know y'all got better shit y'all could be doing with y'all Wednesday night, especially on Hub Day, besides chilling with me. But if you are, thank you off top, all right? And let me also get my business out the way, as I do always at the beginning of every show. Shout out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. Wouldn't be no West Coast Wednesdays. Wouldn't be no Slap Sundays. Wouldn't be the Grind Network with my people steady grinding in them, all right? On the Grind Network, you know, Mondays and Tuesdays. Wouldn't be me on Wednesdays, like I said. Wouldn't be Topaz Lachey herself on Thursdays and Fridays. We play Thursdays, Bang That Fire Friday. Sexy Amanda G on Saturdays and right back with me again on Sundays. So, I mean, we're doing big things. And, you know, got to thank her, because without her, we wouldn't be out here handling this. There wouldn't be no award show coming out at the end of the year, y'all. Make sure y'all check out the website, www.iammawards.com. All right, vote for your favorite top artists. Make sure you get your votes in. Voting will close, I think, next month. So, y'all got one more month to get in as many votes as y'all can for y'all top artists to make sure we get these awards out to who deserves them, all right? Let's see, what else? Also want to shout out to everybody, you know, all the listeners, all the independent artists. I've been getting a lot of new music. I've been talking to a lot of people, and things have been going on. Things have been moving. So I'd like to thank y'all for fucking with me. So make sure if you want to send in your music, you want to get thrown in rotation, if the Dagger's Beauties, if you want to be Dagger's Beauty of the Week, ladies, make sure I get your pictures and your bios, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Holla at me, especially if you want to set up interviews and everything, too. Get at me on there. And if you want to call into the show, holla at me live, 661-621-7559. Then you press 1 to let me know you want to holla at me, all right? But today we're talking about all about relationships, good, bad, and ugly. And there's a whole lot of shit going on right now, y'all. We're also going to get into some shit that I got into. Well, actually, I didn't even get into it, y'all. I was just basically trying to support the homie on what he was going through, and then it just got blown up into something else totally different. So y'all know how that shit can go, but we're going to get into that a little bit later. We're just going to start it off right here. Like I said, always, as I always do, artists, listen, if you send me music or I get your music, all brand new music is the first played on the following show. So as my word, right here, Young D.A., Main Girl, let's go.
Because I just
my main girl, she's the one.
DJ Fall.
DJ Fall.
Hello. I'd like to thank y'all for coming out tonight, man. We got another one. Good looking, Kenya. Let's get him.
She like crying no phone. She wanna wish that phone. She like what it do. Yeah.
rocking with a superstar. I'm from Philly, I run the state like a trooper, y'all. I'm so dapper, tell me what you know about it. You wanna get with me, let me show you how to go about it. Had confidence, you gotta be a five-star. Cause I've been something special ever since we played my car. Back then, my brother got the best one. No, I'm a little bit older, I just invest funds. Yeah, you bad, honey, but not bad enough. I'm used to selling for less, but shit, I had enough. Hey girl, you know what you mean to me. How about a trip to Belize just for the scenery? So plain and simple, your boy swagged out. Freaking fly a mile, got us all jet lagged out. So if you not on my level, there's no way in hell we'll make it out the ghetto.
She like crying no phone. She wanna be set for. She like what it do.
What can I say? What can I say? Superstar, you know what that is, girl. That mean without effort, I can take his girl. And I ain't boasting, it come with the game. If the tables was turned, but chill through the same. So, there's no need to feel bitter. Cause right when I finish with it, then you'll get her. I'm a man of my words and I promise. I also want the check to accompany the homage. I'm just trying to get rich off Ebonics. Name Springs, I'm a superstar, no comment. Nah, I don't spit, I just vibe it. And you can't just drop the hit, you gotta time it. Now, what I look like settling? Cause tell me why I walk when I can be peddling. Now, tell me what I look like settling. Cause tell me why I walk when I can be peddling.
She'd like. She like crying no phone. She wanna be set for.
Hello? Whores? Fornicators?
Whores? Fornicators?
Hey, baby. Are you one of the ones who, like, does it?
I'm coming. I'm next.
I just answer the phone. He's the one who does it.
Hey, guys.
What? It's a man whore.
Damn it.
This is a dude whorehouse, Beavis. Let's get out of here.
Damn it. I really thought it was going to happen this time. They finally built a whorehouse here, and it's a dude whorehouse.
Yeah, really. That's why all those chicks were coming in and out of here. Wait a minute, Beavis. We should get a job here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we're back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger, LA West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio. And if you're just tuning in tonight, we are talking about relationships, good, bad, ugly. What's better to be single or in a relationship? We're going to compare. We're going to contrast. Is that the word, contrast? Yeah, contrast. I said that right. My drink ain't kicking in yet. But what I am sipping on tonight is I still got some Jose Cuervo, and I still got this apple juice cracking right now. And like I said, at least when it comes down to drink, I figure, like I said, the Jose Cuervo's brownish, you know what I mean, dark. Apple juice is dark, so I put it together and it works. So, I mean, that's just how I get down. But, before I get into, you know, what I think about relationships and everything like that, like I said, I'm not perfect. I don't know everything. I'm not going to act like I know everything and I have had experience. I have gone through a lot of things in my own personal life, so I feel like I can discuss things because I have been on all sides of relationships. Now, me personally, I've been in three relationships. Two are over, one's pending, and we'll just see how things work out. But I mean serious relationships. I mean, a relationship really, I mean, the definition of relationship is kind of vague, because I mean, you could be in a relationship with somebody and not be just fucking with them. Y'all could just be doing what y'all do, you know what I mean? You could there are different aspects of relationship. Y'all could be like just fucking around. Y'all could be dead serious with each other. Y'all can only fuck each other when y'all in the same state or zip code. I mean, you know, there's all kind of different ways that people are in relationships. But I'm talking about, at least what I'm talking about off top, is just me being, like I said, I've been in three actual relationships. Real, like, okay, this is my girl. You know, I ain't dealing with nobody else. I ain't doing nothing else. I'm going to focus on this. We're going to see how things work out. And right now, I'm 0-2. So my percentage isn't good. But at the same time, I was in my first two relationships for, like, shit, 5 years, you know, 5-6 years. I think my record was 5 years, and 3 was always my bad number, I guess, in a sense, because in the actual relationship field, it lasted like 4 or 5. But as far as just dealing with girls and like I'm just fucking this person, or we're just chilling, we're hanging out, we're nothing serious, but we hang out, girls would only last long enough to be around me for about 2, maybe 3 years before they moved on or did something else, or just couldn't deal with me no more. But as far as my very, very, very first relationship, I got to admit, you know, when it comes to relationships, you gotta accept that, like I said, when you're in a relationship, it is a two-party system. There are two people involved in the relationship where you're choosing to deal with somebody. Now, if you're constantly blaming the other person for what's going wrong or what's going on in your relationship, then that's not good, because you have to look at yourself as well. Now, see, me in my very, very first relationship, this is when I was in college, and I was coming fresh out of high school. And also keep in mind, y'all that know me, like I said, I was the fat kid way for, like, first majority of my life. So I didn't know nothing about relationships, girls. You know, they wasn't really dealing with me like that. You know, they wasn't trying to holler at me and everything. So nigga didn't get all cool, you know, till like senior year of high school. Then a nigga started flipping out, and then went to college and really went hard. But then that's where I met my first girls in college. So I'm like, okay, now what do? Do I have fun and do what I do? Or do I try to see what this relationship shit is like? Because, you know, I ain't never had one of these before. So I went for it. And I don't regret the relationship, because, like I said, the girl, my very first girl, she, you know, I was in love with her. It was good. But looking back on it, on one hand, where I fucked up is because I had built up a reputation before I even got to college. Because, like I said, when I found out that girls actually wanted to fuck me just to fuck me and shit and fuck with me and everything, you know, nigga wasn't used to that. So nigga was taking down shit left, right, you know, up, down, all kind of shit I was taking down. So that's what I was doing. So that carried on in the college. And then in college I was living on campus. You know, I had my dorm and everything like that. So that was like my own apartment on top of all the bitches that was out of college too. I would have the homies coming out from L.A. just to kick it with me in my dorm room at college, because I had bitches over there all the time. I mean, it used to crack in college, you know. So, but when I tried to lock it down and be serious and, you know, try to do this relationship thing, that reputation fucked me up. Because now, you know, the trust, I mean, it's always good. The relationships are always good. You know, that first year, maybe two, you know, when you first get into it, it's always good because it's new, it's fresh. You know, y'all got to get to explore each other, get to chill, do things like that. But looking back on it, I think I was her bad boy phase, I guess, in a sense, because before I was with her, you know, she was all really in the church. She was doing this, she was doing that. She wasn't no drugs, no real big drinking, none of that. You know what I mean? Fucking with me, you know what I mean? We were smoking, popping pills, you know, fucking everywhere. You know, I had her going hard because, you know, to roll with me, I go hard. That's what I do. You know what I mean? I can't be with a square, because a square is gonna look at me like something's wrong with me. Now, there's some things that I probably shouldn't be doing, but I'm going to do them anyway. We're talking about drugs, drink, shit like that, y'all. But you know, square ain't going to roll with me, because it's going to look like they're going to look at me like, nigga, why are you doing all this? Why are you doing all that? And you have to be able to relate with the person that you're in a relationship with. There has to be some kind of, you have to be able to deal, you know, not deal with that person, but yeah, that too, deal with the person. But you have to be able to relate. Y'all got to be able to talk. Y'all got to be able to come together. Y'all got to be able to look at a situation together move forward, focus, and handle shit together. That's what a relationship is. If you can't do that, then you don't need to be with nobody, you know. Just saying like that. Wait, hold on real quick. We're going to go to the phone lines real quick. Straight out to 818-5773. You got the dagger. What it do?
What's up, nigga?
Hey, what it do, Mom? What's going down with you?
Yeah, I'm just stopping through to say, hey, how you doing? But it's my cousin's birthday, so I'm a little bit busy.
Are you a little bit busy? Oh, hyping this right now? So what's popping tonight? What y'all going? What y'all doing?
Oh, she got a dude.
See, so that means, so she's going to go run home to her, do her dudes taking care of her tonight, huh?
Yeah, I'm just trying to talk to you. I know
you'll
let you know I
don't
forget about you.
No, that's good. All love and everything, for sure. Good looking out. Make sure you listen in and everything, because we're talking about all kind of relationships tonight. So, like I said, if you hear something you like or you want to chime in on with your things and ask, make sure you hit me back.
I'm fucked up right now. I'm going to holler at you, though.
For sure. I'll be right here.
Okay, bye.
All right, later. But yeah, y'all. So the relationship followed me and everything, and it like I said, it was all good. I was chilling, but it was my first relationship. On her end, it was her bad boy phase. You know what I mean? On my end, it was my very first relationship. So there are some things that a nigga didn't know, like when you with a girl and you chilling with your girl and everything like that, you're not supposed to check out other girls. You know, I didn't know that. You know, because in my head, when I was in the relationship, I was like, as long as I'm not fucking nobody else, then everything's okay. That's what I thought. I thought when you were in a relationship, the only thing you weren't allowed to do is to fuck another girl. So that I didn't do. But nigga would be doing all kind of other shit that I guess, you know, didn't work out and that wasn't proper, that wasn't right, that I came to learn and discover and everything. But bottom line, at least with my first relationship, it all came down to, like, I guess her bad boy phase was over. She didn't want to be with the bad boy anymore, because, you know, she went back to church, which is all good. You know, I'm not trying to downplay it like that, but, you know, she went back to church, was going back into church real heavy, you know, stopped smoking, period, and all these things. And it's good, because, like I said, I can honestly admit, you know, that's good. If you want to better yourself that way, then by all means. But where the problem came up was for one, on my end, you know, she didn't even want to be fucking anymore and everything. Like, she went all back into church all super hard. You know, I'm not fucking nobody. I'm not marrying, that type of shit. So I had to deal with that. Wasn't smoking with me no more. And then she was looking at me weird for, like, smoking. But then what really started to hurt me was that now it's like all of a sudden I'm not good enough, because now she's hanging with her church friends and, you know, she don't want me around them. And shit, now it's like she's embarrassed of a nigga and everything, and that's where shit got fucked up. But I give her respect, because she at least came to me like, you know what, this isn't working out. We seem to be going in different directions and everything, and it wouldn't have worked. It wasn't going to work, because I wasn't ready to go back to church yet. You know, I'm still trying to do too much dirt, I guess, in a sense. You know, I still like smoking, I still like drinking, still like fornicating. I mean, these are things that I like to do, so I'm sorry. So I wasn't ready to do all that. And out of respect, but still at the same time, I was even willing to let all that go just to be with her. But still at the same time, you know, it would have probably lashed out. Things would have been went wrong. Things would have been bad. And so I look back and I think, like, you know what, that was a good breakup. You know what I mean? It was a good decision, and it was the right thing to do. So, and then I still talk to her now, or I check up on her everything every now and then. You know, she's still well heavy in the church doing what she do. So I can't be mad at that. But, like I said, I got my experience with the customer relationships, y'all. And then the second one I got, oh, man, ain't no that shit. That's just a whole other can of worms I don't even want to get into right now, because that shit ended bad and real bad. You know, that was on some hood shit on that second one, but we may get into that a little later. But I just wanted to give y'all a little history of that. Like I said, Dagger knows about relationships. I know how to keep them going. I know what you have to do to be involved in them. I know that some of y'all shouldn't be involved in the relationships that you're in. I know some of y'all need to pay attention to what the people y'all are dealing with. And these are a lot of the subjects we're going to get into when we get back, all right? So we're going to get to some more music right here, my boy Mystery, all right? Are y'all ready for love? I don't think so. Let's go.
Yeah, it's your boy Mystery on the track. You know I'm a producer. I ain't no rapper. Shouts out to Young Mel on this beat, though.
I hear you saying that, but every time I come back, you only throw the cat. But then you say you want love, but then there's nothing else. I guess it's gonna be another trophy up on the shelf. Why you screaming? I guess it's something I'm exercising like it was demons. You play your games, get caught, and then you say you learn. But see, when you play with fire, girl, you get burned. And I'm a straight torch. My heart is not a walk on and off like a porch. I remember when you told me you love me up under arch. And now I'm permanent pressed out with no starch. But ain't you 30 something? But now I see the one thing you always frontin'. You told my mama you love me and it's love that you wantin'. But now I'm feeling disgusted. I'm finna push the button. Your love is limited. It only came around once a month like a period. You think I'm playing? Hell no, girl, I'm serious. You only jumped in the water just because you're curious. Damn, you straight grinding. I told you one time all it takes, so please don't try me. You got the dick, now you whip, now you right behind me. She suck me up anytime I want. Let it slime me. Dog, on my mind. I ain't lying. Cause if I'm lying, then I'm flying. Ain't no need for trying. Cause all the wolf tickets she selling, I just wouldn't buy. Cause after all the lying and trying, I felt like dying.
Edna, I'm on my way.
I know you feel me. Can't call a heart home when it feels so empty. Wanna give a person your all cause it sounded tempting. But now I caught your ass up and now you say I'm tripping.
Damn.
I'm about to end it. Couple of my new and old chicks might feel offended. Must keep it 200 at all times like Optimus Prime. Yeah, I transform when I rhyme.
Problem, and I'll squash it. Give me a T-man, I'll wash it. Gucci label and youngster, so I ain't have a choice. I couldn't do what I wanted, cause I was in church Monday to Sunday, sun up to sundown, and pops did not play. But I was only going cause I had to, and just to stay awake, I had to find something that I could grasp to. Then I noticed when the choir went up was the only time that I could keep my eyelids up. Then after church, I was always on the drum set. I grabbed a microphone to make a stage out of the pulpit. Oh, please, Lord, forgive me if I'm wrong, cause Lord knows I wasn't singing no church songs. See, I fell in love with hip-hop and R&B. Lyric was the shit and all them Jodeci harmonies. But Pops wasn't having it, he said I was hellbound, and that kind of music wasn't allowed in his house. Then I grew up and found my own way, follow my intuition no matter who thought it was the wrong way. God works in mysterious ways. It was the church that paved the way, but it's good music.
That's what I love to make. I do this on the daily,
and
it's good music.
And I'm really in a place where my time is more important than the money that I chase. So I follow every dollar for a role to replace. Where my problems give more problems than a roll full of snakes. It used to be a time where I didn't like hate. Nowadays I accept it like fucking it brings cake. The cake eats the pain. I'm all out of losses, so success is what I gain. My circle's full of bosses, so we fly the same plane. See, we wonder on you lanes when I'm in the same lane. I'm chained from your cigarettes to blow stress out. And credit ejaculation right next to your bitch mouth. I'm sitting on the couch and I'm contemplating. Winning that twice in one hand, the other is my prescription. And I'm chilling, trying to sit somewhere and just making some good
music. That's what I love to make. I do this on a daily basis.
I took off. It's probably for the best. I've never had sex before, and I probably wouldn't have been much good at it.
Ah! That's it. That kid is out of here. Hey, there's another note. Glenn, this is your child. Next time, wear a condom, Oh, that's the note from earlier. I need a file cabinet.
Yeah, we're back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And if you're just tuning in tonight, we're talking all about relationships, good, bad, ugly, ins, outs, north, south, east, west. So, like I said, if you got something to say about this subject matter today, 661-621-7559, press 1 to holler at me, all right? It's straight out to 646-2044. You got Dagger, what it do?
Dagger, it's Lion. You already know, been checking in.
What a dude! What a dude! Lying. What's going down with your boss, man? This is OG good man number one right here. You know, good boy right here. What's going on with you, Pippin?
Man, I just finished, like, with two exams online. I'm about to get ready for bed and shit. School is killing me, man. It's taking away my time now. I ain't got time for promoting and crap like I have, man.
Hey, but still, at the same time, man, you got to get that education, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I don't know, man. Like I said, when I was in school, shit, that shit was crazy, too, man. But you gotta do it. Like I said, man, you got to go to school. You gotta get some kind of
education. You got to do what you got to do.
Exactly. So, I mean, like, nothing wrong with being in school. But what I used to do is you got to promote while you're at school. You know what I mean? You can always promote.
I'm about to have 1,000 CDs printed up so I can take my crew, like Lion's Den. I got some promoters of Lion's Den that go to school with me. So they already go promote the whole thing and everything. I'm finna have shirts done soon. I actually want to send you out some so you could do some contests if people want to win some Lion's Den shirts, you know.
Oh, yeah. Make sure, yeah.
That'll all be coming up. So I'm going to send you, like, a care package so you can give out to the fans and stuff like that.
There it is, my man. Good looking out, Lion. That's how you do. That's what it do. And I'm still waiting on the new music. You said you had the laptop running and everything, man. I need the new tracks. I know you got some newness.
Yeah, haven't been able to mix anything down. I tried to sit down and do it today, but it's just... It's hectic. Basically, I have to all the stuff from my computer to my laptop. So me mixing right now, I can't mix on my laptop. I can still only mix on my computer, and I'm never home. So
I know what that's all about, never being at home, man. But that's the life of a grinder and a hustler, man. You got to do what you got to do. But let me ask you this, Alon, while I got you real quick before you go to bed and everything, because like I said, you good man number one right here. Well, have you ever been in a relationship, like actual serious, like, yo?
Oh, yeah, like 3 years.
3 years? Well, so what happened?
My ex hit you on Facebook.
She hit me on Facebook?
Yeah, so she actually popped up in my comments on Facebook, because I'm actually on Facebook right now. But
but what, if you don't mind me asking, like what happened?
I kind of broke up with her, wanted to get back with her, because I wanted my freedom, saw that it wasn't worth it. Wanted to get back with her, and then she broke up with me, wanted to get back with her ex. So it's kind of a whole little chain thing. But after that, it was just like I wanted to marry her. And since it didn't go down the way that I wanted, it was just like, you know what? It's not really that I don't give a fuck about female feelings or love or nothing, like, but I don't have the time for it. Until I'm complete, I'm not worried about it. So...
Well, that's spoken like a true man. Because like I said, you can't, well, I always tell people all the time, this is where girls get a lot of shit fucked up, because girls are even more emotional than guys are. If you don't love yourself and you don't know yourself or you don't know what you can bring to the table in a relationship or whatever, then also you shouldn't do it, because what happens in that situation is that you don't never want to be in my opinion, is a relationship supposed to be even. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be 50-50, down the middle. You know, you watch, look out for me, I look out for you. When you're in a situation where either one person is more invested in the relationship, maybe one person is making all the money, the other person's not doing shit. When you're in a relationship where the relationship isn't balanced, like if their mind focus is somewhere else instead of on you, or your focus is somewhere else, then it's not going to work, because you can't come together and make shit happen. That's just basically what it is. Because like I said, this is where people get into relationships and think that everything's just going to be all easy, that you ain't going to have to do shit. I thought the same thing, y'all. My first relationship, I was like, oh, I got to worry about shit now. I got my main girl, you know, I don't got to do nothing. Like, you know, I just fuck with her, you know. It's a whole different game, y'all. It's a whole different story. And it is work.
It's a job.
Anything that you want in life, you're going to have to work for, y'all. That goes for your girl, your job, your music career, acting, whatever the fuck you're doing, you got to put in some kind of work for it. So, and if it's worth it, you're going to go hard for it. If it's not, you're going to let it go. And that's the main point I want to make in a lot of situations, because like I said, the situation I'm going to get to a little bit later. Like I said, Lion, even if you're not on the line with me, man, you got to listen to it, because I got a story, like I said, they got to get to a little bit later. It's crazy. But it's like...
Hey, I'm going to leave it kicking until I go to sleep.
Okay. So, but it's just that people can't... And then it's not even... People are scared to walk away at the same time as well. That's another thing, y'all. And I can speak on that too. Like I said, I only speak on things I have some kind of experience in. I don't want y'all to think I'm out here just making shit off the top of my head. If the shit's not going to work, you got to walk. You can't be scared to walk away either. Because some of y'all get into these 3-year, 4-year relationships, 5-year relationships, and then think that that's it. You know, think that no matter what, and in some cases it is. Like, again, shouts out to those that are holding down relationships. You know what I mean? I don't want to sound all bad to everybody because, like I said, some people's relationships are perfectly fine. Shouts out to Dopey and Sharice. They got their whole family thing going, daughter and everything, and they doing it real nice right now. I respect that. I want that. But it doesn't work out for everybody, y'all. You got to pick the right girl. You got to do the right things. Some of y'all want to get in a relationship just so y'all don't got to do other shit, but then y'all got to realize that there's different shit you got to do. This is, and I know, especially what, with Valentine's Day coming across now too, this is a real crunch time for people in relationships. And in any relationship, you don't even got to be in the actual, you know, you and your girl relationship. For all y'all out there doing y'all player thing or whatever and everything like that, got all these girls, and then that's even worse because now all your girls want something for Valentine's Day, or you got to pick one. See, me, in my prime, you know, when I was really out there doing all that, I just used to make sure I picked all the girls that like girls so I could just take them all out together. You know, you got to combine certain shit sometimes. I'm just trying to educate y'all a little bit. So, but like I said, It's just rough. It's just rough. And like my man Lyle was right here saying, man, he wanted his freedom. He was in the shit. He wanted, but then he was like, man, I don't want just one. You know, he got out, but then got out, wanted to go back, and now she's on some other shit with her ex. Like, see, that's small. You know what I mean? No disrespect or anything. You know what I mean, in your situation. But, I mean, that's good that it went that way because, like I said, a lot of other people's situations is a lot worse. Trust me. Like I said, just last week I was talking about motherfuckers setting people on fire over relationships. Wow. Like, some people be on some whole other shit. People break up, you know, fuck up niggas' cars. Bitches, you know what I mean, niggas be tracking girls down at the clubs. You know, relationships go real stupid dumb sometimes. I had a girl break my fucking HD television. Oh, I was so fucking hot. Just kicked my shit in. Like, oh, you bitch. But relationships cause people to do dumb shit. Relationships involve feelings, which involve emotions, which involve reactions, which leads people to doing all. You know how many niggas is up in jail right now behind some bitch? And that's even dumber. I feel real sorry. Like I said, I tried to help my nigga. My nigga was about to slap the shit out of a girl. Like, man, don't do it. It ain't worth it. Because they will so turn the nigga in. God, y'all. Man. This shit is crazy. And it's ridiculous. And on one end, I can honestly say, yes, being in a relationship when you're with somebody, you love that person. Like I said, I wanted to marry my first girl. Maybe that was just because I was in a relationship. That was my first relationship. I didn't know no better. But we were talking about marriage and kids and everything. Didn't work out. You know? Other people don't even get to that point. Some people are in 10, 12-year relationships and are just fucking around and just playing with each other. I mean, everybody's shit is different. But on one hand, I can say, yes, it's great to be in a loving relationship because you have somebody that you can focus on, who's supposed to be focused on you. Y'all care about each other. Can't nobody fuck with y'all. It's y'all against the world, Bonnie and Clyde, however y'all want to look at it or whatever. But then to the other side, relationships could be the worst fucking thing in the world too. You could be stuck in some shit that you can't get out of. You could be living with the person and then both y'all name on the lease and then y'all don't like each other and then y'all walking around the house looking at each other like, what the fuck, look at this person. Again, you stuck with this person. Some of y'all married. You know what I mean? You know how many marriages ended divorce? Over 60%, I'm thinking. I think it's been over 70% now. You know, it's like, what's even the point of getting married? It's just crazy. And I don't know what side of the fence I'm on. Like I said, I always seem to be in the middle of some shit. Because I know both sides of it. I know how fun it is to be single and free, but then when you're single and free and you ain't got shit else going on, you be wanting that girl right there with you when you're lying down at night in your bed by yourself. Some people do. Some niggas just like sleeping by themselves at night, then going to the girl house, taking it down, and then being able to leave. I mean, it just depends on your get down, but at the same time, everybody wants that I know everybody wants that person you can come home to. I'm sorry. You can't not want that. Even I want that. But are you going to get it, or do you deserve it, are always the questions. And then if you do get it and you do deserve it, are you going to work hard to keep it? And if you're not, then what's the point of going through it in the first place? I mean, I like to think this is common sense. I mean, if I'm wrong, like I said, anybody feel free. Like I said, you can always call it 661-621-7559. You press 1. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but I think I do. Because it's just about paying attention, knowing what you want, executing. It's just like anything else, and it goes that way with girls too. But if you don't want to put in the work, don't even bother. Don't think y'all do shit like getting in relationships with girls just to fuck. That makes no sense.
You know they ain't listening.
They ain't listening to me. You know what I mean?
Don't nobody listen to the dagger,
but it's okay. But that's the type of shit. You already fucked up in the relationship, fucking up already from jump, y'all. If you only getting into the shit to fuck, you just fuck. You don't got to get into the fuck girl. Or if she's making you get in a relationship just to fuck, then, my nigga, you wrong for lying to her just to get it. See, it's niggas that do shit like that fuck it up for the real niggas. I'll tell a girl, like, yo, I'm just trying to fuck. Is she either going to let me fuck or she not? And if she not, then I'm going to move on. I'm not going to lie to that girl about trying to do this, that, oh, I love you, I want to be with you, I don't care about nobody. No, it ain't going to be none of that, because she's going to expect that shit. But, man, they don't listen to me lying, like I be saying, man. They don't listen. We're going to get to this music real quick.
They don't listen. Yeah, I'm telling you. I've been trying to preach to people. They don't listen, man. Like,
and I'm not.
I'm telling these guys how to do it, and they don't understand it. It's like you don't have to be in a relationship to have what you want. You just got to find the one that wants the same thing that you want, so you have to come to an equal agreement and leave it at that until you're ready to be in something committed. But they don't listen, so.
And then also, you guys got to also realize, too, y'all got to realize when you deal with a girl or you come at a girl or whatever, she already know off top if she want to fuck with you, period. She can look at you and be like, you know what? You know what I mean? And niggas got to be that fast, too. I know I'm that fast. I can look at a girl like, yo, I probably will fuck with her, depending on how she opened her mouth and how she talking and everything like that, where her mind is. But, I mean, girls will look at you, nigga. She will look at you like, look you up and down and be like, yes or no, right on
top.
Yep
or no. Yep, exactly.
Right on.
Niggas don't understand that shit. They don't.
Off jump, now, nigga. As soon as every nigga, like I said, try to listen to me, y'all. When you in the club and you try to buy that girl a drink or whatever, and it's even fucked up that you even got to meet girls in clubs. If all you do is go to clubs just to meet bitches or whatever, then you got to broaden your horizons. Because you don't really want a lot of these club girls anyway. But that's another show. That's another story. But y'all, that when you talk to a girl, when you approach her, when you're walking up to her, especially if she see you walking up to her, she gauging you already before you even step to her. She done already gauged you. Like, she already knows, like, look at this nigga coming at me. Then already in her head, she's like, would I fuck with him? Would I not? Depending on what he say, do we got? And depending on the type of bitch it is, do we got money? Do we got this? You know what I mean? Just depends on who the girl is. But trust, she gauging you before you even open your fucking mouth. So, knowing that, like I said, y'all, it's a game. It's not supposed to be a game, but it is. Knowing that, why do you think these bitches be coming at y'all or looking at y'all dumb when y'all be talking about shit when you just try to get at her a certain way and everything, she knows, she can recognize shit like that. Like, so not all bitches is dumb, y'all. Y'all got to give them some kind of credit. But hold on real quick. We're going to bring in one more call real quick. I'm 562-6554. You got Dagger. What it do? Hold up. Come on. You can do it.
Hello?
There it is. What's up?
This is KD, the singer.
Ah, KD, I didn't think you was going to make it. You going to make it? Oh, you just made it. Okay, well, KD, we're going to do it just like this, okay? Because now I got to give you your full and undivided attention. Let me get into Dagger's Double Play, and as soon as we come back, y'all, we got KD right here, brand-new artist. Well, not a brand-new artist, but, I mean, been doing her thing for a long time now, but trying to get her to come in here and talk to me finally up in here. So we're going to give KD a moment to shine real quick, but right at Dagger's Double Play. KD, you good, right? Can you hold on for me just a little while so I can give you my full and undivided attention? Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right, man. I'll just make it show. So we're going to get into Dagger's Double Play, then we're going to be right back with KD, y'all, all right? Hold up. We're going to do it just like Emma. Y'all gotta excuse my delay over here. Cat. Shit is not the business. And this will give me also time to pull up your bio real quick, KD, so I gotta make sure I know what I'm talking about when I talk to you. So, but dang, see, hold on, let's try this.
All right. The dagger. I gotta put my heart on this one, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You got a problem with that? Fuck you, alright? For real.
Serious.
This shit right here fucked me up, alright?
Alright.
It's the only way I can express that shit.
Deal with it.
So here we go.
Gotta keep it pushing.
Yeah.
What's love gonna do about it?
I don't know what I'm doing, but I know the path I'm choosing.
Right.
I lost a lot in life.
You
didn't plan on losing.
Uh-uh.
But here I am, a better man, and yet I stand alone. I am a king, you were my queen, but then you went and left the throne. I can't believe it, but so be it. Now it's over, dead and done. Could have fought it out together, but you'd rather turn and run. Begging isn't what I do for you. I did a lot of things. Still cussing, yelling, fighting.
Damn.
I pay the rent, I buy the food, I get the drink, I buy the weed. But now the times are getting hard, I guess there's more you really
what else?
Need. In the streets 5 days a week, I can't hate, she kept me straight. She told me straight out to my face.
I'm going out, I got a date.
I turn my head and walk away to smile while you
have
walking
fun.
Now I'm thinking in my head, I should. That's some crazy shit, I know, but hey, these feelings fuck me up. Be glad my mama raised me right, so I'll just chuck these deuces up.
I'm looking too cheap, I'm chucking my deuces.
Stomach hurt, can't even sleep. Laying in my bed alone, and all I do is count the sheep. I will no longer weep. You have my heart, don't want it back. All I got is self-esteem, and sorry I can't give you that. I wanted you to tie me down. Instead, you chose to set me free. Said,
I'll always have your back.
You should
have
never lied to me, cause now I'm just a psychopathic lyricist. That fucking heart is screaming.
Fuck the world and all those idiots.
Yeah, she got me started. Dearly departed, now this death would be an easy route. Gotta live my life without you. Thought we had it figured out. Tried to talk, you chose to walk. Showed me I ain't worth a thought. I gave you everything I had to give,
plus the
shit I bought. Now that's just wasted money. It ain't funny, I ain't laughing. Now you out there talking shit, not telling folks what really happened. Had a ring, you had a hoe, you let a bitch come fuck it up. Believe in every lie she told you, made you chuck them deuces
later.
I'm with the new shit, I'm chucking my deuces.
Serious, man. I never wanted to get like this.
Something better.
On some real shit.
No more time to make.
I ain't got a lot of no motherfucking about it.
I got so much to say, got even more I gotta do instead of worrying about your ass and who's fucking you. But hey, that ain't my biz, I'm kinda saucy, still the fire.
Shit.
Told me there was no one higher, waiting, got a new supplier. Yeah, I used to be a liar, made a change, I had to grow. Opened up my heart and soul,
and
now you wanna let me go.
Damn.
So you can go and do whatever, moving on to something better. Left me once, left me twice,
third time, that's forever.
I never wanted this, enough's enough, you got me pissed. You ain't making shit,
but still,
you talking, throwing, breaking shit,
you stupid. Whoa.
Hold up, nah, I still won't call you out your name. Nothing like the other bitches, why you wanna act the same?
Why?
This is just my pain, cause I can't lie, she fucked me up. She told the cops I fucked her up.
Then what they do?
They locked me up. I could've fucked you up, but now I say that's over Jerry Springer.
Either. Fuck you, Dagger.
Fuck you too.
What
deuces. Else? Two middle fingers.
And there you have it. I'm the motherfucking Dagger. Yeah, that was Deuces, Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. We gonna cut Dagger's double play short today because I want to talk to KD personally. And like I said, I've been trying to get her over here chilling with me for a while now, so I'm not gonna waste no more time while I got her right here.
Hey, Dag.
We gonna get right into this, Miss KD. Now, am I saying that right? Because I'm looking at KAI. So I mean, most people pronounce that Kai. Is it Kai or K? Is it K?
Yeah, that's my real name.
Oh, Kai is the real name, but you just go by Kai.
Yeah, KD is my artist name.
Okay, for sure. Now, I think I already like you because it seems like just reading over your bio right here, we got a lot in common right here. Already, you know, born and raised Carson, California, you know, L.A., not L.A., but, you know, still L.A. County, West Coast all day, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see. Started singing at the age of 6. Okay, little baby Michael Jackson. No, that's all good. So, I mean, you discovered it yourself? Were you, like, singing for somebody and Miles was like, oh, look at my baby. How did that work out, you know, at a young age?
Well, I always used to watch Disney movies, and, you know, like, all Disney movies have all those little singing songs on them. My aunties and them used to say I couldn't sing when I was younger, so they don't know where I got, like, my voice from. But in elementary school, when I was, like, in first grade, one of my teachers was basically picking random students out the class and was sending them to the principal because the principal was trying to start, like, a little, you know, a school choir. And then made us sing the Star Spangled Banner. And then that's ever since then, that's when, you know, I realized that I could sing.
Started off singing off the Star Spangled Banner. Now, what was your favorite Disney song?
The Little Mermaid, Part of Your World.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm one of these Little Mermaid. Now, I was with Sebastian, though. That Under the Sea, that was my shit. I can fuck with that.
Yeah, that's the song, too, though. I used to have, like, all the the Disney soundtracks.
Okay. Now, it says here also that this is something I can relate to, like dysfunctional family, foster homes. Like I said, that had to be real rough. Now, I can't relate to the foster family, so I can say I'm lucky enough that at least my parents stuck together at least to try to deal with each other in regards to me. But, I mean, it was definitely a dysfunctional family. I mean, do you feel that was like, well, in my sense, I feel it gave me something that I can use for my music. Did you use yours the same way, or how did it affect you?
Yeah, when it came to me writing and music, period, it was always basically like my haven, like my, you know, my place away from all the drama. So I always used it to get away from everything.
All right, and then it was always doing church. Let's see, church choirs, school choirs, and then when did you break out of the choir thing and want to go, you know, do your own thing?
Well, I was in Texas. I was singing in my choir then, like my cousin played the drums and my uncle played the keyboard, so they got me into the choir. And then there was a guy, and he worked with like all the Texas rappers. He had his own studio and everything, so like besides church, his career was music. And he just picked me up, like he had talked to me like outside of church and all that stuff, and was telling me, you know, that I had the look and the voice. And so like that was like my first time ever recording in an actual studio, and I was like in 11th grade.
Okay.
So when I started trying to make it, you know, a career. I mean, even before I started recording with him, like I would be in my garage recording on the computer. Like I would make my own beats on Fruity Loops, and then I would record
Fruity
on the program.
Go ahead.
I used to make my own little beats on Fruity Loops. Yes, I did. And then I would record on some program called Adobe Audition. And that's all I would do. Like, after school, if I wasn't out with my friends, I was always in the garage recording or singing.
Yeah, it's dope. You was in there working. Like I say, person after my own heart. You know, used to be in the garage, had the microphone hanging from the top, you know, on the tape decks and shit. So definitely grinding, girl. You know, put in your dudes already. I see over 20 songs all written, all written by yourself. That's all good. And let's see, and then I'm loving the, tell people about the project coming out. It says here you got one coming out. It's supposed to drop this month, Heart of Stone. I like that title. I could fucks with that title, Heart of Stone. Where do you get that? Where did you come up with that title? I mean, explain them, I guess, the project and, you know, what they're going to be expecting on that.
Well, basically, I came up with the title Heart of Stone because of just my life struggles and stuff that I've been through, not even just with family, like, you know, love and all that. So it goes two ways. Like, Heart of Stone could be like you know, cold or heartless, and it also can also mean that you have a strong heart, like you are able to endure everything that life throws at you.
Oh,
and basically, my heart of stone, what I wanted to do is basically like be the mixtape that, or just my songs, period, people can go to and relate to. Like, say a girl's like crying over her dude, she could just listen to my song and think I'm speaking for her. You know, like, I like people to use my music as ways to let a venting or letting them know, like, they're not the only person that's going through that or went through that.
Okay, yeah, definitely, because I focus on the heart stone. I'm more on the heartless side, because like I said, feelings and emotions right now is not a good thing for Dagger, but I mean, it's, like I said, it definitely works out for everybody else. Now, I got two tracks right here for me, Ma. I know I'm going to get many, many more, but I got two right now that I want to get into that I'm going to put, while I got you here, we're going to bring on. Now, the first one I got here is called Thinking About You, so why don't you tell people, you know, where that song came from, you know, let them know about it real quick.
Well, Thinking About You is actually a cover I did. It's a Frank Ocean song that I redid over, and I made video over it, and I got, like, a big buzz off of it. They even said, like, I sung it better than Frank Ocean. But that's not what I was trying to do. Like, I wasn't even going to record that song. The engineer would just say, oh, you sound good. So I just ended up doing it, and it came out good.
Well,
so.
Well, here it is, y'all. Thinking About You, KD. Let's go.
Wow. A tornado flew around my roof before you came. Excuse the mess it made, and you sleep through the rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears before they fall. When I'm thinking about you, you know, no, no. I've been thinking about you, you know, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you? Or do you?
About you, KD, little cover track real quick. Baller, wish you know, wish you was thinking about me like that. You know, you always want a girl to be thinking. That's why the guys listen to R&B. It'd be them guys that they be driving, you know, they be banging, but they be banging some like Keisha Cole or some shit, or you know, subbing that shit, like trying to, like, ladies, I can be emotional too, so I'm listening to Carrie Hilson as I drive down the street, but nah, I would bang that shit though. I wouldn't bang it rolling down Crenshaw, but you know, I'm banging in the room chilling with a girl or anything like that. I ain't even gonna lie, KD. You know, that shit knock right there. Now this one right here though, the other one I got for you is good for me. Now this one, I like it, and the only reason I don't like it is, isn't this the one where you're talking about how like dudes are trying to get at you and everything, but you don't know, so you're worried, just to protect you, so you're pushing them off of you. Is that basically what's going on in this one?
You listened to it already?
Yeah, I listen to all music, KD, before I, you know what I mean? I got to know what I'm talking about before I just throw music out there, you know what I mean? What if you couldn't sing, and then I played it, then I
looked
at it.
Well, it's not like that. It's a song basically saying, like, you're torn. It's like you you've been hurt before, you know, you've been through stuff with past relationships, and you really want to give them a chance. It's like, so it's like you're torn between giving them a chance or you're torn between protecting your heart. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like you want to love them, but you're
scared. Exactly what you're talking about, but that's what I'm saying. It's like you try, like I said, I was listening to it. I was like, oh, like, yeah, I can fuck with this. But at the same time,
but
like,
it's
I
not
was,
a bad song.
Torn.
I'm not male bashing, but I mean,
no,
I
no,
think
I said
I'm
you're male
before.
Bashing. I didn't say no.
Yeah,
you're definitely not male bashing, but it's one of those like you can hear it. It's like, girl, I'm trying to get at you, but you're trying to you worry. You know, a little bit of fear and everything in there. It's okay. Like I said, I understand because I've dealt with this situation where you try to get at a girl.
That's how
the
majority of women are, though. Like, oh, most of my friends or like a lot of women that I talk to, you know, it's like we've been hurt. Like, our generation isn't the same like it was back in the day. So, you know, a lot of guys don't even believe in commitment. So it's like you get your heart broken over and over again, and it's like you get this good man that come in the picture. And it's like you're scared because you have so many wrong men. You're scared to, like, give it a chance because you don't want to feel that pain again.
That's
no?
exactly how I feel. I mean, yeah, me being the good dude, like, yo, give your boy a chance, and you keep like, no, I don't know. But that's the part I'm talking about, being a good man, trying to holler at a good girl, but because of some other dumb niggas or whatever, I got to go through all the extra, you know what I mean? That's what I'm upset about. Like I said, I feel
but
like,
if
like,
she's
I know,
worth
exactly
it, you'll
about.
Go through all that because you know she's a good woman.
Exactly. So that's where we're at, y'all. Good for me, y'all. Another KD track right here.
Peace.
West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio, KD. Yeah, you got to let them walls down, girl. Let them down. Okay, we ain't all bad. We ain't all bad. Now, KD, do you have a minute to hang out with your boy? Because I would definitely like your opinion on the subject I'm about to get into, if you got time to hang out. If not, I'll let you go, because, you know, I don't like keeping people that don't want to be kept. But if you got time to hang out, I would love you to hang out with your boy for a little while.
Well, I've been, like, covering my daughter's mouth so she wouldn't make noise, so she's kind of agitated right now.
All right, KD, well, I'll let you handle the daughter mode or whatever. Maybe, but look, if you get her situated and you're listening in, I want you to call back and give me your opinion on this, okay? But in the meantime, if not, go ahead and let people know where they can find you, where, you know, put out your Facebook, wherever you at, let people know where they can get at you.
You can find me on Twitter. My Twitter name is @SingItKD. You can find me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/loveKD. And you can also type in Bad KD on YouTube, and you'll find all my videos and songs there.
Okay, I got to go check those out myself. You got to add me on Facebook, too, because I feel you're an artist in rotation, because you're definitely going to stay in rotation over here on Bang On Radio. And then can I also make one request also as well? I'm requesting, would you like to be Dagger's Beauty of the Week, too? Because I'm looking at this album cover picture I got right here, and you bang it. What's that tattoo right there on your wrist, though? Let me ask that real quick, too.
I'm a Gemini, right? So one side is an angel wing, one side is a devil wing. You know how Geminis represent good and bad, like one good side and one bad side.
Yeah, that's hot. I like that. So I'm humbly requesting if you can be Dagger's Beauty of the Week this week as well. Because like I said, you're just dope. I'm going to use as much of KD as I could possibly can right now, because ain't no telling when I'm going to see you again.
Of course I could be Beauty of the Week.
Yes. Dagger's Beauty of the Week as well. KD, y'all, right here. And anytime, look, KD, the number you got, make sure you lock it in, okay? Because like I said, I'm here every Wednesday, 9 to 11, every Sunday, 7 to 9. If you ever want to holler at me, you catch a subject you like, something like that, you just want to call, check in, give us updates on what you got going on, your music and everything, holler at me, all right? I'm right here.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
No problem, KD. Thanks for being here, all right? Be up, be
okay.
Safe, and I'm going to be looking for that album, all right, y'all? Remember, y'all, Heart of Stone this month. We're waiting for it, KD.
Okay, bye.
All right. And out the 661-5580, you got Dagger. What it do?
What's good with it, man? Y'all know who this is.
What it do, B? What's up with you?
What's good, my nigga?
Nah, I was just about to get into this Facebook shit, man. This shit is funny as fuck, B. But like, before I get into that, I'll let you go ahead, because every time an artist comes through, you got to let them know where they can find you, where they can get at you, what you got going on right now. Let them know.
Ha, man, you can find me in the wind. You can find me in the earth. You can find me in the earth flying south, nigga. No, but, you know, you can check me out on Reverb Nation. I'm still doing my thing on there, www.reverbnation.com/1. That's the number one, Marley B. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/stupid.people.sniper. Then we have facebook.com/marley.b.official. And we have Marley B. I'm just kidding. We have Marley B signed to Street Money Empire Inc.
There it is.
A little bit more detail on who that's affiliated with, and a couple more things when I get adjusted and finish relocating. But right now, I'm on cloud, like, 900. I'm just
900. As you should be. Marley B checking in right here, y'all, West Coast Wednesday, something nice. But let me get into this, because, like I said, we're talking about relationships, and my homeboy is going through some shit right now in Oakland, out in the countryside. I'm just going to say the country, because like I said, I don't want to put too much business out there or whatever, because I'm not the type of person to put those names and shit out there to be talking about people like that. But I got to speak on this subject. Now,
you know, I'm like, lately I will be clowning.
So, but here's the situation. I'm at work. Let me try to just set up the situation first. I'm at work chilling. The other homie hit me up, like, yo, what's going on with the homie on Facebook? Like, what? Like I said, I don't even be on Facebook like that, y'all. Y'all don't see the Dagger on Facebook unless I'm promoting this show, Sunday show, or anything else usually going on. But I don't be on Facebook like that for this exact reason, what I'm about to explain to y'all.
Right.
What's going on with the homie on Facebook? Man, I don't know. No, find out. I go on Facebook. I go look. Obviously, the homie is in a situation with his girl that he's staying with. He's just been recently staying with. Now, I guess they're calling it quits finally, and they, like I said, we're talking about relationships. So they're done dealing with each other for right now. For whatever reason was going on in their household, whatever happened, they're not fucking with each other. I don't need to know the business. The homie, I just saw that shit wasn't that shit was going on. But the homie's like I said, the homie loves this girl. Loves her, I don't know that whole situation. But he was there with her and everything, and basically I could see that he was hurt behind it. But at the same time, I'm wondering what's going on, because now I see shit like, fuck this shit. Like, you know, you can always tell when niggas and people get mad on Facebook, right? They just be like, fuck this shit, and that's all it says. You know, like, okay, what the fuck is going on? Like, and then the next one was like, and then he was posting up music that he was listening to and shit, and you could tell by the music niggas be listening to that they trying to calm down and shit. Like, okay, my niggas pissed the fuck off. Let's find out why. So I do a little digging, and I figure out what's going on. Now, it's just interesting, like I said, because people go super hard on Facebook for whatever reason, because they can't do it in person. That's why they do it on Facebook, because they feel like they're safe. So basically, his girl or ex-girl, I went to her comments first because I wanted to see where the shit all started. Now, her comment says, and I quote, like I said, I'm not going to sit here and lie and make up shit. I got the evidence right here in front of my face. It says, I quote, I love it. If anything does happen, I don't need a witness. Look on Facebook. So that's basically saying, because like I said, I know my homeboy. My homeboy said he would slap the shit out of you if you don't shut the fuck up. And I've said this before. I don't agree with hitting women. I don't. It's not a good thing. It's not a positive thing to do. But some girls do not get the point until you go upside their head. And it's sad that it has to be that way. Now, the difference is that my nigga don't be wanting to beat up girls. He don't want to do that. I know that. He's just like me. You know, but he will. There's a difference between me and him. See, I just won't do it. I'll take the abuse. I'll find something else to do or whatever. I'll be that. I'm that type of person. He's the other side of the coin. He's like, he's only going to take so much before it comes to that point. So here's the thing. Now he's up. But he's talking to her, and then, you know, this is another thing when you put your business on Facebook. When you talking on Facebook, that leaves it open for anybody to say anything. This is what y'all don't realize. Everybody's going to talk. Everybody's going to put in their two-piece. If you put your shit on Facebook, that's how it's going to go down. So I'm looking at this shit. Her cousin then got in on this talking about if you need to, you can request a police escort back to your house. Why is people, and y'all can tell, and it's an interracial relationship, y'all. And like I said, the homie's black, she's white. So her family's white. These are white people we're dealing with. And we're in the country that we're talking about. We're not in a different country. We're in the country. I'm not going to give specific details, but they out in the countryside.
Don't diss the country.
I'm not dissing the country at all, but I'm just saying country shit is different than city shit. That's all I'm saying. Shit goes down different in the country. And like I said, where he's at, they'll throw a nigga in jail over a fucking weed pipe without no weed in it, just for having the pipe. So it's like, definitely if he slaps the bitch, there's going to be some issues and problems. But basically, if you need a police escort, yeah. Then, like, and all these people are hopping in on my nigga. He's over there talking to her by herself, but now these people up here talking about, well, look, one thing called respect, if you had any kind of respect, you wouldn't be airing shit out on Facebook every 10 seconds, if that. But if anything happens to her, you can bet that shit will get real. Guys just don't know what they have until it's gone, whether she drinks or anything. And and people are making threats on the homie. And these is all, like, her family members, cousins, sisters, what the hell. Her mom even got up on here talking about, I'm not sure what's going on, but all I have to say is if anything happens to my daughter, I will be there with the police. Like, okay, we get the point what y'all trying to say. Like I said, and then once I'm seeing all this, I'm like, all right, man, I got to get in contact with my boy. I got to talk to him. Because like I said, I know how frustrated he can get. I know how upset he can get. And I know with all this going on, he could very easily snap and go hard on everybody out there where he is. So I'm trying to avoid the situation because I know these white folks will call the police just that fast. So, again, I let all this go, and again, there's people that was hopping on my nigga on these posts. Like I said, there was like 20 posts where these people keep talking about him, like, you doing wrong, you doing this, you doing that, but this is all her friends and family getting in on the homies. So, fast forward, Now I'm like, okay, I see what's going on. But I'm not going to get involved. Like I said, I don't get involved in Facebook shit. Like I said, I got better things to do than sit up here and cuss back and forth with people on Facebook. But something's going on with the homie. I want to know what's up. I'm looking at his post. It says I'm going back to Cali. I'm fucking with that. Nigga, you should have never left in the first place, man. You an L.A. boy. You know what I mean? You out in the country dealing with white folks, man. We L.A. cats. Nigga, you got to come back to the city. But, okay, it's basically like this. Like, he says, I'm going back to Cali. And he's like, and then, of course, the girl likes his little comment. And like I say, it's amazing how people, even if you don't want to be in a relationship with the person or whatever, you will still fuck with that nigga on Facebook. You will post, you will comment on all his posts. You will be all through his pages and who he's talking to and everything like that. I thought she didn't care. I thought she didn't give a fuck. Get the fuck off his page then. But y'all know how people get down on Facebook, so we're going to continue. Basically, going back to Cali, he's like, she's like, you need help packing? Like, he was like, yeah. Like, okay, now here's where I jump in. Now, also keep in mind, I'm not jumping in this for a beef situation. I'm doing what everybody else do on Facebook. The homie posted a comment. I'm commenting on the homie's comment. He said he's going back to Cali. So I write, nigga, I'm going back to Cali. Cali, my notorious B.I.G. voice. You know what I mean? Because it's like, for sure, nigga, come through. And then, but she would have coming to me like soon, I hope, very soon. Like, all right. But see, I'm still not even directing anything towards her. I'm not talking to her. I'm talking to the homie. What I just said, you a city nigga anyway. That country life wasn't going to last so long. They don't like L.A. niggas in other places. I told him this. All right. Then she come again. Please go be a city nigga. Hurry up fast. Time's running out. Like, again, nobody's talking to you. Talking to the homie on his Facebook, on his page. I'm not even doing nothing, but you jumping into this shit. But then want to be the first one to talk about stay out of other people's business. Please, you're not even doing the same shit you said to do yourself. Then here we go. And then I guess this is what really pissed her off, because like I said, again, I'm talking to the homie. The homies talk shit all day, every day, back and forth about whatever. That's how we get down. So I said, you forget, Mac. White folks be trying to lynch niggas out there. That's what I said. I said it. White folks be trying to lynch niggas. They do. You think he's going to be any different if anything pop off? Man, they would probably drag my nigga from behind one of them pickup trucks they got out there. If they can catch him, if enough people get on him. I don't want none of that shit going down. But here this bitch go. Just like now she's trying to salt a nigga's shit. Just like every time they talk about you or whatever, to basically say they be trying to lynch you. Or they always talking about you and everything, basically trying to throw a wedge in between me and the homies. Let me explain this. Number one, you are such a snitch. So now even if the homies were talking shit about me, which I don't believe they were, but if they were, let's just say they are. They talk shit about me when I'm not around. Okay. They're the only ones allowed to do that. I've known these niggas 20-plus years. These niggas can talk shit about me. They're the only ones that get away with that. Because they don't put in enough work on their end to be able to do that. You don't know half the shit we done did together or what we had to go through or how we survived just to get where we at now. Then they can talk all the shit he wants to about me, like I care. That's the homie. And anything he's going to say behind my back, he would say in my face too. So, I mean, I'm not worried about that. Just like I would do for him. Just like I was trying to get on him about why he was dealing with your fat white self. But he wanted to. I mean, that's his business. If he was happy, then I was happy. But I did ask him. I made sure he was happy, made sure it was something he wanted to deal with, and he chose to do that, so that's fine. But now coming here, talking about say something else, done. What else did she say? Let's see. Let me scroll down. Next time you put your nose in someone else's business, make sure you got it under control. I ain't even got in the business. Ain't no business to get into. We already know what's going on. And again, this is the homie's original comment. If we're going to talk about Facebook etiquette, it's his comment. Technically, you're the one in somebody else's business. Technically. Because wasn't nobody talking to you? Nobody. So, like I said, out of respect, like I said, this is basically what I said. I just said, but still out of respect for the homie, who hasn't even given me the green light to talk about you freely. You know what, I'm going to let that slide for now. And then it was funny because I called the homie. I called him like, yo, Mac, is what's going on for real? Or is this just some shit that, you know, y'all having a moment or whatever and it's going to blow over a little bit later? You know, I wanted to make sure what was going on. But the whole time I'm trying to talk to him, she's in the background. Is that nigga right there? Oh, no, fuck that. Tell him to mind his business. Da-da-da. All irate in the background on the phone, and I'm trying to talk to the homie, and I'm just sitting here. But it's like, are you serious? Like, this is how amped up you are over what? Over what? Over what? The lynching comment? That's what you're upset about? When I wasn't even talking to you in the first place, that's what you're upset about? You know what I mean? But basically all talking about now this is where you always tell them you get under somebody's skin, because then they start trying to throw out random shit at you, right? When they start trying to just talk shit just freely. So now it's like, okay, well, that's funny too, fat boy turned skinny, talking about me now. You know, I'm a fat boy turned skinny. This is something I'm actually proud of. So how you're dissing me about being skinny, I don't get that, even though I still don't consider myself skinny. But I am skinnier than you, and you probably will never get as skinny as I am now. So is that what it is? Like, are you mad that you can't lose weight? I mean, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. But then let's see also, what else? It's, like I said, great job. And then she tells me to get a real radio station, or I'm hosting a fake-ass radio station. Like, hilarious. Bitch, you was listening to my shit. I got artists calling in. I play real music. I got beauties of the week. I mean, I got callers from around the world. I got people that are actually fucking with me. So this must actually be a radio station. And it's always amazing how people that don't got shit are the first ones to talk about people that do got shit. I don't see you talking about it. Nobody cares what you think. Everybody's telling you to shut the fuck up. You know, so people like what I got to say, and if they don't, they listen to me anyway. So, yeah, I guess I got a fake radio station, da-da-da-da, or what else. So it's just crazy, y'all. I can't even begin to imagine some of the – look at this shit, man. She had like 12 comments, and I didn't even reply to any of them, but she just kept going. Shit, what else? Talk to somebody else, your ignorant words or subtraction from my words. Think about it. I'm a silly bitch. What else? And basically, what else? I look like I'm Wendy Williams, for real? Wendy Williams looking ass? That's the best you can do? You can't come up with nothing else? And then her cousin want to hop in at this fat bitch, too, talking about me, and she don't even know me. Don't know shit about me, but hopping in the conversation talking about, because I said I was going to talk about this on the radio station. I said I was going to talk about this on the show. But then her cousin's talking about, Dagger, this is her big cousin. If you say anything slanderous, even on a fake-ass radio show in parentheses, you could be sued for defamation. Defamation, bitch, get your laws right. Look, you can't get sued for slander for calling a fat person fat if they fat. She's fat. I'm not lying. She's white. Not lying. What the fuck?
Oh, basically, Dagger. So basically, that was an irritating situation for you.
It's just irritating that, you know how I feel about stupidity. This shit is dumb. And at the same time, it's amazing how she can even sit up here, and all her little friends and family can even sit up here and try to talk shit about me, about having the homies back, about the situation, when she's up here giving her family members and friends praise and shit for having her back. Like, I love y'all for having my back. And they try to diss on the homie. And I'm not even trying to diss on her. I was just talking to the homie, like, because, you know, we laugh at shit like this. This is funny to us because we don't deal with this type of bullshit. We try not to, and we try to steer away from it. Like I said, I know my nigga. He don't want to be in these type of situations. We don't handle these type of situations well, which is why we avoid them. But at the same time, if I can't speak to the homie and have his back about what he's going through in his situation, and she want to get on me or woo-woo, cuss this, that, woo-woo, or whatever, then if that's the situation, then if I sit up here and want to be a nigga and go hard at all them people that she dealing with or whatever, it's going to be a problem still. This is what I'm saying. You can't – it's one of those situations where she wants to dish out some shit. She thinks she can say shit. All her peoples are allowed to say shit. Everybody on her side of things can say whatever they want to without no consequences, but let somebody stick up for the homie or something like that and everything, and now it's like, fuck us, we don't know what's going on, y'all niggas dumb, y'all niggas stupid, all y'all niggas do is talk about weed and smoke it, and then y'all gonna get arrested for that. It's just dumb shit. And you know how I feel about stupidity, Marley B. This is all is just stupid. When I can't even have the homie's back and help him through whatever, help him through his situation and what he's going through, because the next bitch or the ex bitch or the mad bitch just want to be mad. Don't get mad because the shit's over. It happens. We've been talking about this all day. Relationships end. Some are meant to be, some are not. Bitch, chalk it up and keep pushing. Or do what you got to do to make it right. If you're not going to do either one, you know what I mean? But running your mouth on Facebook and not even running your mouth, sitting there texting, talking or whatever. Like I said, y'all thousands of miles away. And they don't realize that we don't play that shit out here. Let something really happen to the homie. Let us find out something's going on with the homie. We will be out there. It ain't nothing to go to on a road trip one day overnight, and we'll be out there. And then do what we got to do, and then leave and come back to the city. It's nothing. But I don't like being like this. Like I said, I don't like this. This ain't me. This ain't what I'm supposed to be doing. But it's like people take niggas' kindness for weakness. That's what it is. People think that they can just walk over anybody, say what they want to, do what they want to, and there's no consequences for their actions. And then every now and then, you come across the wrong motherfucker that shows you how bad your actions can be. And then what do you do? But like I said, y'all, I've been talking for a little minute. We're going to get into the smoke session because I need to hit a couple of real quick. Because this shit right here, man, just be firing me up. But we're gonna get to the smoke session real quick, and before the night go out, y'all, we're gonna get back into this a little bit more, but right after the smoke session. Andre Arnaz, Full of Smoke. Let's go.
And I'm so cool, and what they say is true. And I'm so cool, I'm full of smoke, I'm full of smoke, I'm full of smoke. I can't stop, baby. Now everybody applaud. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert, monster. I beat that blue black. San Jose, my new Jack City. Move bad, yeah. Promethazine, all shit, wrong line. But I ain't tripping America online. I'm in the club all night and you be on my mind when I leave that motherfucker so fly. Damn, girl, you make it, boy, I wanna float by. One hit of you and I'm gonna feel right. I don't need that chick that be nagging. All I need is you, baby, unravel that bag and get up in that blunt and let me puff you. I know I hate you, I know I love you, but everybody say that you is bad, but baby you so good, Michael Jackson, yeah. But it sounds great, and now your girl want a date. I smoke that skunk, I'll invite your girl over just to roll my blunts up. Cause she don't really smoke, but she loves me. And I'm a monster, beats by Andre. 3 stacks for the outfit, nigga, please. I'd rather blow it on some trees, blow it off my knees. Blow the window open if you fuck with me. I drop the top back on that new fucking G. Hey, we blow it off in the wind, and I'm so high, baby girl, I think I'm flying. By you, hey, just look up, everybody say what's up.
money. I be buzzing till the sun comes up. Full of smoke, count money. I be grinding till the sun comes up. Take a flight up. Yeah, light up.
You already know what the fuck this is.
Man, I will punch that bitch in her forehead right now. Are you fucking serious? Are you making up with that bitch? It's a rap. I mean,
okay,
it's a straight
rap. Got that part understood. It's a rap, right? I just wanted to speak up on this. I personally wanted to speak up on the subject at hand as far as relationships, good, bad, ugly.
All
right. I personally just went through a really, really, really ugly situation because I was in a relationship for 7, almost 8 years. And it took me a long time to just get away, you know, and the relationship went bad, and then you think that just, okay, things going bad, ends ain't meeting, you know what I'm saying, dude on some other shit. Well, after it goes bad, it can go ugly, you feel me, because God, he'll let certain things stir up because he
let me tell you something, Shirley. Let me tell you, I don't mean to cut you off. I respect everything you're saying,
like,
but dudes handle shit differently.
I understand that.
If a female don't want us, okay, we on to the next one. It's that easy.
Okay, that's your situation.
Females
so
have those feelings that dwell. We.
I don't know. I'm not necessarily, you know, as Dagger. I'm not like the rest of the females.
No, but I mean,
I am not.
But like I said, B is definitely not like the rest of the.
Okay, because like the way I mean that I'm not like the rest of the females. Like a lot of females would get bitter after certain situations, like the things I went through. Things went ugly. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. And so, like, after things went ugly, instead of me dwelling on that situation and harping against dude and hating people and all that, I learned from it. You know what I'm saying? I grew a tougher skin. And from under the pressure came a diamond. And somebody better saw, you know what I'm saying, me as a diamond and decided to treasure that. So, therefore, 6-7 months down the line, you know what I'm saying, I done met somebody else. And I'm not worried about it. But if I would have been harping on being bitter and looking all, you know what I'm saying, just always being a bitch towards niggas or lashing out or doing just some weird shit, then I would have probably, you know what I'm saying, not even came across no right.
But,
right,
but that's what I'm talking about, though. You see the shit that she did, though. Wouldn't that be some harsh, bitter, like, that's shit? Like, that's some shit you're not supposed to be doing, right?
That's dumb.
Okay. That's all I needed to hear, is that shit was dumb. And like I said, am I wrong for trying to talk to the homie? Like I said, like we talk to the homies. I talk to the homie like I talk to him any other day. Like I said, like the, because I brought this up to a few other people and I asked them as well. Like they were like, man, you shouldn't have said that lynching thing or whatever. It's like, well, why not? That, like I said, I was talking to the homie. And I tell him that like to his face, man, you got to watch them white folks out there. They be lynching niggas. That's how I feel. You can't tell me not, you know what I mean? So, but then I also feel that If you put a comment out there, if you say something or whatever, and somebody gets offended or gets offended in that way, then that's like a guilty conscience in a way, in a sense. Because like I said, the shit people say shouldn't bother other people. And by the way, because like I said, people talk shit about me all the time. I hear shit all the time. Even her, like I said, she was trying to talk shit to me, and that shit was just funny as fuck. The fact that she was trying to, but you sound stupid.
Right.
And that's where we're all at with it. You sound dumb, and when you get aggravated, when you get emotional, when you get all wrapped up in the bullshit,
right,
then dumb shit happens.
Yep.
And that's what we're all trying to avoid. Mac, you still here? Mac, did I lose my nigga?
I wasn't even really talking about the Facebook thing. I was just talking about your initial subject as far as relationships.
Yeah, in general. Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. I mean, good, bad, ugly, and that's...
My show back in August, it was, you know, always about relationships and different stuff like that, but a person was coming out of, you know, a shell. And so I don't know his situation with her, but just like he said, he done with her, stay done with her, just get, you know, get away from it, just do something else.
And move the fuck on.
And don't be bitter. Don't be, like, that's what I was trying to say. Like, I'm not comparing me to him. I'm saying to how other women, you know how they be bitter. Look at Wayne Max Hale, how she cut all this shit up and burned all his clothes and did all this. Like, I'm might have, no, seriously, I'm not going to lie, I might have went so far as, like, pawning all of that expensive shit that was in there. But all, I'm so serious. Oh,
but you
serious?
Made some money. But you made some money off of it, though, right?
I would not have like burnt up all his Armani suits. Like, what are you doing?
Like I said, that's what fucked me off.
I would have all that up and sent it to a storage and been like, you need to come get your stuff. Like,
yeah, that's what fucked me off too. Cause like I said, with my situation, the girl broke my. She broke my TV. God, I missed my HD. That was my HD plasma, big TV. She kicked this shit in and fucked up a nigga laptop. Like, I was so hurt. But it's funny because girls know how to really, like I said, sometimes girls know how to like dig at a nigga. Cause like I said, she fucked with my TV and I love my TV. You know, niggas be all more material shit. Like niggas TV, cars.
I'm glad I could say anybody out there in this world, Radio Land, any dude.
Man. Oh, there you go, Matthew.
All y'all bitches is slimy as fuck.
Eggs on nothing. Hit
period. .com.
Wait, hold on, B. B, hold on. I'm hollering my man for a quick second. Mac, hold on one quick second. B, go ahead. Give your shout-outs and shit with everything real quick, because my nigga about to go hard for a quick second. So let me let you get your shout-outs and your advice to these people real quick on this subject so I can let my nigga sign off real quick.
Okay. I want to give my shout-outs first off to, you know, my family, you know, my kids, my mom, my sisters, my cousins. I want to give a shout-out to Levi Kev, you feel me? You know what's up. And I want to give a shout-out to Street Money Empire, Inc., because they know where it's at. And pretty much the Bang Out Radio and everybody else affiliated, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you go vote for me and Levi Kev and Dagger, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
And Chuck Boogie and www.iaamawards.com.
Are you sure those are the letters? You sure? You positive?
And vote. Check that out. You feel me? That's it right there, you know. And, all right,
Molly B. You know you're always welcome, Molly. Anytime. Get at me, all right?
All right, sir.
All right, Matt. Hello?
Man.
There it is. Okay. Nah, man, hold on. Wait.
I gotta give a shout out to you, my nigga, for backing me on this Facebook bullshit. You know me, man. I don't really be fucking with the Facebook shit like that until a bitch opened that shit up. That bitch opened it up, didn't she?
She opened, but it's not even that.
She opened it up. I'm not even like that.
No, that's the funny thing, my niggas. Like I said, I'm looking at it. Like I said, we aren't these type of people. That's what I'm saying. When the other homie hit me
and
up,
you
like,
see, I was asleep, nigga. I was asleep. Y'all was still arguing. I was asleep, man. Yeah, I mean, come on, dude. All right, and old girl that's on the line. I don't mean no disrespect to you. Like, you sound like a real nice, pretty female that I probably could fuck with. But that's another story.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. On me, shout out to my nigga Dagger, my nigga Fry, aka my brothers, all my niggas in LA. Oklahoma could kiss my ass. Y'all niggas can fuck with me the long way, man. I don't give a fuck. Fuck all you motherfuckers, nigga. My fucking Twitter is Sidekick Flipper. Two P's in the flipper, nigga. You catch me. Easy. My name is James Leland. No homo. Don't all you niggas, nah, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with no white bitches. I need a Mexican. Fuck them.
Nah, nigga, nah.
Chickenhawk30@gmail.com. Fuck with your boy.
There it is, Mac. Man, like I said, man, keep your head up, man. Like I said, you know, we don't sweat the small shit. Cali, you know, we waiting for you to come home, man.
I'm trying to make a hymie. You feel me? Hymie
Gilbert. Yeah, man, like I said, man, stay focused.
I love
like
y'all,
said, don't sweat the bullshit. And like I said, man.
Where's the nigga?
But it's just also funny, though, my nigga. Do she not realize how we get down? Like, if it, shit really popped off,
nah,
you know how fast
bitch,
we would be out there? Like,
no, see, you know why she was talking shit on Facebook? Because you know how you got into it with the bitch when you went to the jail and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
I can't even remember that bitch's name. I don't even care.
Yeah.
Her.
Okay.
That's, nigga, how many years ago? I mean, what's that, like 2 years ago?
Just about, yeah, know. Something like that. So what happened? Yeah,
that
so what
happened? That bitch stuck on that shit. I was like, man, my nigga stupid. Everybody's like, that nigga stupid with the jail over that bitch. That's why she was saying, like, niggas talking shit about, ain't nobody talking shit about you.
But
it's
even worse. But what's even funny about
you
know, that?
And we got into it because of that bitch. Because, man, we had that big-ass bottle of Grey Goose when we left the club. we was fucked up as soon as I got home. What happened? That bitch left, and then I just fucking, I was mad.
Yeah, there you go. But see, my nigga,
yeah,
like
and
I said,
you just walked. You just walked in the door. You just opened the door, nigga, and I was like, "Fuck you, fuck you."
But like
man,
I said, my
on,
nigga,
man.
but I know you, my nigga. But then, like I said, that's how we get down. Because then, like I said, first thing in the morning, you were like, you know,
and
man,
I approached
that shit was
like
fucking
man,
exactly,
like,
exactly.
Come on, man, you know what that bitch is, man. Yeah, these hoes can kiss my ass.
Bottom line, point blank and period, y'all. So, yeah,
straight
we gonna get out of here, y'all.
Mad fam, nigga. Mad family all motherfucking day. Don't get it twisted.
All right, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, y'all. Hump Nights, the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. Thanks for being here tonight. It's been a crazy subject matter, as we do here on West Coast Wednesdays, y'all. Make sure y'all check me out Slash Sunday, 7 to 9. Make sure you check out every other show here on Bang Out Radio. Make sure you send in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure you fuck with us, y'all, because like I said, Bang Out Radio is doing major things right now. This is a fake-ass radio station, but it seems pretty real to me.
Yeah, bitch.
So we out,
yeah.
Y'all. We're going to roll out with the Lions then, y'all. Won't stop. We out.
No, won't stop, the way that I keep to deliver. I'ma make these haters reconsider, till I kick back, stay high up the line. And no, won't stop. I'ma make these haters reconsider, till I kick back, stay high up alive.